Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The election is more than 6 weeks away, but early ballots start to go out in the key state of Florida in just a week. Democrats in the state are worried about polls that show Joe Biden underperforming with Latino voters in the state. USA Today Miami-based reporter Alan Gomez joins us now. Hi, Alan.
How's it going, Jeremy?
Going well. So Biden had a lead in the polls over the summer in Florida, but the race is now pretty close with just a slight edge for Biden. Would you say that that is largely because Biden has been struggling with Latino voters in Florida?
Well, I think to some degree, I mean, a Florida presidential election is just always going to be close, right? But yeah, those numbers that the Biden camp is seeing among the Hispanic voters here, that's part of the reason that it is as close and remains as close as it is. Understand, Hillary Clinton won Florida Hispanic voters by 27 points. Biden's at 16 points right now. And that's a very big drop when you consider that Hispanics make up about 16% of Florida voters. So they've been really starting just in the last couple of weeks to make a bigger push.
Well, when Biden was there on Tuesday, he promised Latino voters that he would build on Obamacare. Let's listen.
Under the Obama-Biden administration, 4 million Hispanic Americans gained coverage, the largest gain of coverage of any group. But President Trump is still trying to rip Obamacare away from people in the middle of the worst pandemic in a century.
So he's talking about health care there, but aren't some of the issues that Florida's Latino voters are more interested in things like what's happening in Venezuela and what's happening in Cuba and kind of anti-socialist sentiment?
Yeah, and that speaks to just what an incredibly diverse Hispanic population there is here in Florida. You know, if you go to states like Arizona and Nevada, where the vast majority of the Hispanics are Mexican, Central American, you know, you talk about things like immigration, the economy, healthcare, things like that. But here in Florida, you have the Cuban voters. And for them, you know, a lot of it has come down to one word, and that's socialism. Trump has been bashing that very, very hard. There's, you know, the image of Joe Biden in front of a red background in campaign ads has become a very common thing down here. And so that's something that's resonating. I mean, one of the few demographics in the entire country where Trump is actually doing better this time around is amongst those Cuban American voters, because they've partly because they've been hitting that issue so hard. But at the same time, Cubans used to make up the vast majority of Hispanic voters in Florida, but they're down to a third of that population now. So about another third right now is Puerto Rican voters. You know, it used to be that presidential candidates immediately went to Miami, had their Cuban coffee outside of a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana. But Biden instead went to Central Florida, where there's the majority of Puerto Rican voters. And he's pushing that really hard. He also laid out a very broad plan that he has for Puerto Rico, pushed for statehood, talked about Trump's botched response in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. He sees that as a voting block where he can make more gains.
I have to say that one of the things that I miss this year in the world of COVID-19 is that during the campaign, I can't go to Little Havana and have a coffee or maybe even a Cuban sandwich is also very delicious there. In terms of Trump, though, you know, you mentioned his win in Florida, 113,000 votes was the margin in 2016. But he has said so many offensive things about Latinos, starting with these comments about Mexicans we all remember from 2016. Listen,
they're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. They beat us at the border, people are flowing through, drugs are coming across, pouring across. I'm going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it, right?
His administration has also put immigrants in cages, separated kids from their families. Do Latino supporters in Florida just overlook that history?
I don't know if they overlook it, but there has always been about 25% of Hispanics that are Republicans. And so what we're seeing is the economy is a very important thing to them right now. Healthcare is a very important thing. And so for some of them, yes, those issues along the border and those issues with the treatment of immigrants by the Trump administration do take a back seat to some of their more pressing personal issues that they consider more important.
Alan, what can you tell us about the difference in how the campaigns are trying to get voters out in Florida between door knocking and advertising?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, it's you know, everything obviously is different this year with the pandemic. But down here specifically, what we're hearing a lot is there's been a lot of Democratic finger pointing that there hasn't been enough done down in Florida by the Biden campaign. Again, it's that question of always taking the Hispanic vote for granted. Mm-hmm. You know, the cliche in years past is that the Democratic candidate shows up at the last second with a mariachi band. I guess the 2020 version of that would be Joe Biden playing Despacito, the song by the Puerto Rican singer Luis Fonsi during his campaign stop in Central Florida. And so they're worried that it's taken too long and that they waited too long to get out there.
That is USA Today reporter Alan Gomez in Miami. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.